I think, you know, that speaks for itself. You know, as a player, if you're willing to, you know, come here because of the atmosphere and the chance to win and do all those things, you know, you're going to have continued success when you build a foundation like that. So, you know, I've been privileged to be a part of it.
Matt, after watching film on the Giants and on the Ravens, what's the difference between the teams?
Well, we can take the fact that we don't have to deal with the Ravens anymore and move on to the Giants, which is a good thing. Oh, yeah, there's a huge difference. I mean, and everything that they do is pretty much different.
The Giants defensive line was given a lot of credit for the 07 Super Bowl win. I mean, walking away from that game, do you remember how you felt and how the guys along the line felt?
Again, I don't think I was there for that one, but.
Fork, he was a really good player when he got here, but you have to go against him
every day. He's just a real monster. The
evolution of Will Fork. Do we have time?
That's an evolution. No, I've talked with other guys around the league, you know, other offensive linemen, and you know, that even they're impressed with, you know, his style of play. And obviously, last Sunday was huge, but it's been big all year. You don't start off the year at that position with two interceptions and, you know, almost a third and not be playing, you know, your best football. And I think he's always been that constant guy up front, you know, through it all. And, you know, his leadership and, you know, his ability to go out there and make big plays has led to a lot of, you know, stops on defense and turnovers and everything else. So, you know, hey, look, we hope the big man has the game of his life, and I'm sure he will.
Matt, the Giants can have.
Technique is the one word that
Well, I think he's a very he's a cerebral guy. You know, he understands the system. He's in tune with everything going on around him, and that's not an easy task. You know, so I know I don't enjoy hitting him in practice, let alone, you know, what these guys face on Sunday. So, you know, he'll do fine.
Matt, the Giants often do have four defensive ends on the field at one time. And can you talk about how unusual that is, and is that how big of an advantage is that for them?
Well, I think they're all very athletic. I think they can line up about anywhere they want. You know, whether they're walking around, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, or, you know, playing defensive tackle versus defensive end. I mean, those guys are an athletic group. You know, they play well with each other. You know, as far as running their games. And, you know, I think when you have a group like that, you can't just isolate any one of them. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
Do you see any other teams like that?
Well, I mean, there's other people that try to do similar things with their guys, walking them around and, you know, taking them off the line of scrimmage and moving them around. But, you know, I'd say they're probably the best.
Right.
Matt,
yeah.
If you could tell a stranger one thing about this team, this particular team right here.
I don't talk to strangers.
Stranger danger.
I don't know. I would say that they're very opportunistic. You know, they capitalize on your mistakes, and, you know, they're athletic enough to, you know, create a lot of plays on their own. So, and they're a confident group. I think they should be based on the way they've played. So I don't know if that was one thing, but.